You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled The Power of We Instead of the Power of Me. I have been thinking about what I was going to write for this blog post, which was originally number 100 for me at the time I wrote it in 2022, about the power of we. Now, I am thinking about the power of we in a very different way. The power of we is even more important to consider as I write this blog post, which is now number 193 for me. Politicians and political divisions are creating an environment of me instead of an environment of we. This environment of me is creating the chaotic energy of change, involuntary, unwanted, chaotic change for large numbers of people. My first blog post ever, number one, was on the concept of change and the chaos of the energy of change. I also wrote an ebook on successfully handling change that is occurring in your life. You can download for free from my website on slesovich.com. Unwanted change includes a breakup, divorce, death, loss of a job, an accident, an injury, an illness, a chronic health situation, a change in a living situation that has caused change to enter into your life on an involuntary basis. During your lifetime, you're exposed to many different types of negative experiences related to involuntary changes that occur in your life. The power of me contributes to the unwanted change and negative experiences you are encountering in your own life. Each negative experience related to such involuntary change, especially if the experience caused you some type of physical, emotional, mental, psychological, or sexual pain, harm, or abuse, creates another negative energetic layer that you carry around with you. For most of you, it is the negative experiences that ultimately defines who you are, how you will react to your own reality, and how other people observe and interact with you. These negative experiences also become part of your life story that you tell over and over to anyone who will listen. These energetic layers of negative experiences also act as erosive forces that separate you from other people in your life and also separate you further from the energy of a higher power. The more separate you become from others and the oneness of the energy of a higher power, the worse you feel and the more likely you are to experience negative emotions such as fear, anger, sadness, guilt, shame, embarrassment, etc. on a daily basis. The less separate you are from others and the oneness of the energy of a higher power, the better you feel and the more likely you are to experience positive emotions such as love, joy, happiness, hope, optimism, confidence, etc. on a daily basis. It is the power of we that allows you to co-create the life you truly desire. What is the power of we? We is a group that includes you, I, and all the people in your life and my life. We is a collective energy that includes a set of beliefs, boundaries, ideologies, norms, and values shared by a group of people. This collective energy can be both positive and negative. We is also your own personal energy that includes your own set of internal and external physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual boundaries. We is your own set of beliefs, which include rules and principles you live by, including what you will or will not say, do, or allow others to say or do to you. We is also your own personal energy that defines a set of behavioral constructs that predicts how you will react to the situations you encounter in your daily life. We is the combination of your own personal energy and the collective energy. The contrast between these energies is what creates the power of we. How do you apply the power of we in your own life? Consider these three things. Number one, connect. To apply the power of we, connect with other people in your life in an authentic way. Make the effort to seek out and engage people in your life with a smile and direct eye contact. Connecting with other people in your life allows you to overcome the layers of negative energy that cause you to feel separated from others and to live and experience the power of we from an active and empowered state of being. Number two, communicate. To apply the power of we, communicate with other people in your life. Be honest about what you are experiencing physically, emotionally, and psychologically with other people in your life. Talk about what you are feeling and why you are feeling that way. Communicating effectively allows you to apply the power of we to achieve a new understanding of both yourself and the people of your life. Number three, co-create. To apply the power of we, co-create with other people to make and bring something brand new into existence in your life. When you connect in an authentic way and communicate with other people in your life, you can co-create amazing new experiences. Co-creation with the power of we includes being confident, optimistic, having a clear vision for yourself, having a genuine understanding of other people in your life, so you can co-create the life you truly desire with them. Remember, we're all in this together. It is the power of we that will allow you to make a positive impact in your own life and the life of others. I am applying the power of we daily in my life. How about you? Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.